Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omid Aleph, and we begin a new section, really, Hilchos Tefillah, which will begin with Hilchos Tefillah Uzmana, the proper time to daven. And here we really begin to discuss the halachos of Shemoneh Esrei, one of the central components of all of our tefillos. The Mechaber begins, Zaman Tefillas HaShachar, the appropriate time to daven Shachris, Mitzvosa, the mitzvah is Shiaschil im Honetz HaChama, that you should say Shemoneh Esrei with the rising of the sun. Netz HaChama or Honetz HaChama is when the sun is above the horizon, as we will see momentarily. Kiddushiv, and this is based upon the pasuk where it says Yira'ucha im Shomesh, which essentially it says we should daven with the rising of the sun. However, v'mispalo misha'olo amur ha-shachar, v'hir p'nei ha-mizrach, but if we were to daven in an earlier time, which we'll again define what is exactly amur ha-shachar, which is then further defined as the p'nei ha-mizrach, the eastern sky is lit up, then one fulfills his obligation, b'di'evit, one is yotze. Now, there's a lot to be said about this, and let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah starts off and he says, what exactly is Honetz HaChama, the time which the sun rises? Hi Hashoah Shachama Mascheles Lezroach Biroshe Horim. This is the time that you can see the sun shining above the mountains. V'roi V'nochol Nizor B'zeh. And one should be very careful about this. It's proper and one should be careful. L'chatchila Api Me'aslichos to daven at this time, even in the days when you're saying slichos, so you're getting up early in the morning, you may finish the slichos before this time. V'chein B'chorif, or in the winter time, Kimashkash Kisha Mashkimim Uvon Levesa Knesses Babok Rashkeim, when you're getting up early in the morning in the winter months, it's still dark outside. Nevertheless, a person yamtinu milispal adonates. A person should wait until the rising of the sun, till sunrise, in order to daven. As we've already learned, kidele'el in Simen Nun Ches in Sif Aleph. And go back and look over there, ayin sham. The Dirshu footnote number one brings down, if somebody's very careful to do this, to daven kriyashma and the brachas of kriyashma right before the sun rises, and to daven Shemoneh Esrei right after the sun rises, im honetz hachama, this is called davening kivasikin, so we've already explained in Simen Nun Ches, shin ein lo minyan, such a person who's zoya to do so, even has the right to daven in this fashion, yochel uspala biyachidus, if he doesn't have a minyan, even though there's a minyan earlier or a minyan later, if somebody is very careful and zealous to daven always kivasikin, this can actually trump tefillah b'tzibur. I always tell people, if they're going away to a place, for whatever the reason, business or whatever, and there is no minyan available in that place, so then the next best thing for that person is to go and daven vasikin when he's in that place. The Mishneh Berurah continues. Ach kishemashkim lotzeis l'derech. There are exceptions to this preferred or ideal way, and that is under extenuating circumstances. For example, if a person is going on the road, or any other similar situation, sha'ar dochok, any other extenuating circumstances, va'ones, demutul ha'aktim, anything outside his control, so then one is permitted to daven earlier than the ideal optimal time, as we've already learned previously, and we'll chazer over again when we reach to Siv Ches in this Sivan. Akoponim, in this situation, nevertheless, yamtina milavarech ala tefillin, one shouldn't make the bracha on the tefillin, even though you may have davened earlier, when you are reaching the point, when you reach the point that you could recognize a casual acquaintance at a distance of 4 amos, that's the earliest time that you're allowed to make the bracha on the tefillin. Even though you may have put your tefillin on in a davening earlier than that, you'll only make the bracha on the tefillin at a later point in time. Dishu footnote number 2 reminds us exactly what time this is, all the various shitos ayin in Dishu footnote number 2. Because mikodem, before this period of time, also levarachleim, one is not permitted to make the bracha on the tefillin, again, except under the most of extenuating circumstances, and this has been discussed previously in Siman Lamed. Look at the Mishneh Berurah there. We brought down the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein that under extenuating circumstances, a person is getting up for the day, and that would be the only time he can put on tefillin. He might be able to put on tefillin even earlier with a bracha, but that's not for this discussion today. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down Kosav Befri Magodim Besimen Tovtzadi Dalid the Bechag HaShavuos Shneiron Kalalila. People stay up all night on Shavuos. So what's the din then in terms of davening? One could daven early in the Netzachama. Many shuls, they bedavka, they learn, they keep on learning until they daven vasikin on Shuas morning. But if that's difficult for whatever the reason, so they stay up all night, and then if they have to go back to shul to get a minyan, it would be very difficult. So they'll daven earlier than Netzachama, because they're going to the houses early in the morning. It's going to be very difficult to get everybody to come back. So in that situation, you can also daven earlier. However, he points out, don't read Kriyashma too early, even in that setting. What is defined as too early? Same thing as by the tefillin, you shouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah Kriyashma before that period of time, because there also lechatilo, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah that way, as we've already learned in Siman Ches as well. Ayin Shom. Tisha footnote number 3 does point out, and I've already mentioned this as well, under extenuating circumstances, it might be possible to read Kriyashma a little bit earlier than that, but again, only under the most of extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes, what is Amud HaShachar? Amud HaShachar hu ma shemaskil HaShachar lahavrik b'miktsoso ma'at ma'at. This is when you start seeing rays of the sun on the horizon. Not the sun itself, that's Honet Zahama, but here you start seeing the rays of the sun, which we would call dawn. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that this time is anywhere between 72 and 96 minutes before what we call sunrise. And he then goes into a discussion exactly how this range is determined, Ayin Shom. Then he brings down, it's mashma from the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's clear from the Mechaber that Kodem Heir, that before this period of time where the Pnei HaMizrach is visible, Ach B'dievet Lo Yotze, one is not Yotze, even B'dievet, if one were to daven before this time. And this is in fact the opinion, V'chein Yiskimu Harbei HaChronim, not like the opinion, the Lo Kimogen Avram, and he said, look in the Bir Halacha. Before we do that, however, we'll read the Ber Heitev Os Beis, where he points out what is the definition of Amud HaShachar? Hainu ha'or hanotzeis bifas ha'mizroch, that light seen in the eastern sky, kodem olas ha'shemesh, before the sun has risen, approximately shor v'chomesh shor, an hour and a fifth of an hour. Then he says, look in the Magen Avraham, what he writes over there, but then he brings down that the Elyar Rabbah says that that's not correct, that the period of time of Olas HaShachar is Sheheir Pnei Kol HaMizruch. You must have the entire eastern sky lit up, not just a little bit. Velo Sagi Kishehivrik HaShachar Kinekudu Bovad. Not just that you see a little point of light in the distance, which was the Magen Avraham's opinion. The Loki Magen Avraham, he says, we don't hold like that. We hold that this seeing the first little dot of light on the horizon, that is not Amud HaShachar. You need to see Heir Pnei HaMizruch. And the Bir Halacha goes into this in much more greater detail. And he writes down that the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodosh is that Misha'ola Amud HaShachar Yotze B'Di'eved. As soon as you have this little bit of light coming up, then you can be Yotze B'Di'eved. That's already called daytime. However, the Prima Godim is Mafak Beik Bazeh. He disagrees with this. He questions this, and he says that the Etzem Din is Mashma the Sirul Eikid Rei, and we may paskin like them under the B'dievet circumstances, that that's already daytime. However, he says, B'shas HaTchak, you can rely upon this as soon as the first light of dawn is there. However, the opinion of the Elyar Rabbah brought down in the Mati Yehuda, as well as the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Shnos Elio, and many others, Kiskimu, the Ad Shiyar HaMizrach, the entire eastern sky should be lit up. Until that has occurred, even B'dievet you're not Yotze. And they write, Mitam, the Adayin Hu Bechlal Laila, because this is still called night until you see a significant portion of the eastern sky being lit up. The Chol HaPosim Shekosu Mish'ol Amud HaShachar, and these poskim say that when the Mechaber and others say Amud HaShachar, they're talking about Hainu Heyer HaMizrach. They're talking about a significant portion of the eastern sky is lit up, not just a dot. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Pnei HaMizrach, Ubu'ino Shor Pnei Kol HaMizrach, as we just pointed out, he holds L'chatrila, you should have at least the entire Mizrach lit up over here, V'lo Sagi B'mash Hivrik HaShachar K'nekuda B'lvad, and not just a little dot alone, and he brings down from the Chidush of Rekiv Eger, the Avshak Kochov Nir and Adayim Barakiyah, even though the stars are still visible at this point in time, nevertheless, once the eastern sky has been lit up, Mikol Mokom Yom Hu, it is halachically called Yom, and B'dievet, you can be Yotze all the mitzvahs of the day at that period of time. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yotze, you are Yotze in this period of time. However, this is B'dievet. But you would be Yotze B'dievet even if it wasn't under extenuating circumstances. When you look at it under extenuating circumstances, then we have a rule, Shasat Chak K'B'dievet Domi, that if a person is under extenuating circumstances, he's allowed to L'chatchila do the thing, not, oh well, I did it, so I'm Yotze only bidyevet. But under extenuating circumstances, the person is pressed to go to work or something like that, so he's allowed to daven in these time periods, even l'chatchila. The issue footnote number 5 reminds us of a question that we had discussed earlier. And he says, what happens if a person only has a minyan that's not davening vasikin? He could even daven earlier than vasikin with a minyan or not at all. So he brings down for the pre-yitzchok, odif l'spalo b'tzibur kodem neitzachama, me'asher l'spalo l'acher neitzachama b'yichidus. It's preferable for a person to go and daven with an earlier minyan. Let's say there's a 6 o'clock minyan, neitz is at 7 o'clock. There's only a 6 o'clock minyan. They're going to be done at 6:35. Then you could daven with that minyan and biyotze bidi evid the time of tefila, or you could daven in a more lechatchila way, kivasikin, but or later on after neitzachama, but not daven with the minyan. So he paskins that one should daven preferably with the minyan at the earlier period of time. And in fact, in the Shel Shuvah specific Minchas Yitzchak, he writes shiochol espal imam davki espal achar zman shalmat nishiyakir, but only do that if they're davening at a point of time that it at least be the evid is okay. If they have it under extremely unusual extenuating circumstances that they're davening much earlier than that, so then they may be able to be davening be the evid in that way, but you would not be allowed to daven in that way. Mishnah Berurah explains further. Ubishatz hadchak, he says, for example, kigon b'mashkin lotzitz laderech, a person has to get up to go on the road. Ukichayer gavna shor duchak v'ones, any other extenuating circumstances where it's out of his control. So afilu l'chatchila, one would be permitted to daven at that earlier time, as I mentioned. Shatz hadchak kibidiyevid domi, and this was already brought down previously, and we'll learn it again in Simon Ches. Vida, he says, the divrei Shulchan Aruch einam amurim lak dinin chovas mitzvah tefila bilvat. This din that we're talking about now is talking about Shemoneh Esrei. The yotze bo achar sheyom mizruch, that you are yotze after the sun has dawn has risen, whether it's the Nekuda according to the Mogen Avram or more of the eastern sky according to the other poskim. The bezek kvar yigi zman, because that technically is the zman. It's already called daytime, albeit bidyevid, but it is daytime. The nisnekana kineged tamid, because this tefila shachris was kineged the carbon tamid, and the carbon tamid ushlitzat the tamid or take it mishir mizruch. They would already start shechting the carbon tamid once the eastern sky was lit up. However, l'inyan kriyashma shekod matfilo, but the brachos of kriyashma and kriyashma, which is prior to this period of time, lo ayri hamachaber b'simin zeh. We're not talking about that over here. In fact, we discussed that in Simon and Ches. Look at the Mishnah Berurah over there. The lo yotzo b'zeh yidei chovas kriyashma. One would not be fulfilling his mitzvah of kriyashma if he reads that earlier than Mishiyakir. Af to be evident in Rogel, Lassos Kein, Ashiyakir Ushchavir, or Rogel, Imo b'kas chos dalad amos. Even if he regularly reads Kriyat Shema at the point of time of Mishiyakir, but before that, one is not Yotze. V'zeh mu'uchar mizman de'er mizrach. And this comes after the time of Eir Mizrach, so you're certainly not Yotze if you were to do this at Heir HaMizrach. Or b'frak yishirotze oz laniach tefillin l'vorach aleim. And certainly, if you want to put on tefillin and make the brach on them, v'aday en l'vorach at shirgi hazman Mishiyakir. This certainly is the law that one should not put on the tefillin, make a bracha on them at that period of time before Mishiyakir. So again, we have several periods of time here, just to quickly chazer. You have the earliest dot of the ray of the sun on the eastern sky. That would be the opinion that is Olos HaShachar, or Omor HaShachar, according to Morgan Avram. Many others, including the Vilna Gaon, say that you have to wait a period of time until more of the Pnei HaMizrach is lit up, and then you have a period of time of somewhere between 72 and 96 minutes until you read the sun rising. In between the Olas HaShachar, a few minutes after that, is a period of time called Mishiyakir, when you can recognize an acquaintance at a distance of 4 Amos, and that is the period of time for Shema and for Tefillin. Mechaber continues and he writes, the Nimshoch Zman, or what is the end time for Shacharis? That's Atzof Arba Shos, Shu Shlush Hayom. That's at the end of 4 halachic hours, which we'll explain what that means, which is a third of the daylight time. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hay, he writes, Dim Hayom Oruch Shmon Esri Shos. If the day, for example, was in the summertime when you have, let's say, 18 hours of light, we'll define also what we define as light. If you have an 18-hour day, so then we break up this into a period of time, 12 into 18. Each hour would be 1.5 hours. So a third of the day would be 6 hours of this 18-hour days. So it's not 4 hours, but it would be 6 hours in our clock hours. So heavy sheh shos al hayom, and that would be in the long summer days. Ukishayom oruch teisha shos, but in the winter days when the daylight part of the day is only 9 hours, You take a third of that, have a shalosh shos. It's only 3 hours of clock hours. So this is something called delolam misharin shos elu lefi'inim yom. We break up the day and divide it into 12 equal parts. So in the summertime, you're dividing 18 hours into 12 equal parts. Each hour is going to be an hour and a half. So that's called the shos zmanios. Heim nikorim shos zmanios. So every halachic hour is actually 1.5 clock hours. In the wintertime, when you're only dealing with a 9-hour day, let's say, so then you divide that by 12, so every hour is actually only 45 minutes. And that is the shos zmanios. So this will depend on the time of the year. Shayom is chalak l'shtemesa chalakim, because the day is divided up into 12 equal components. Dishu footnote number 6 brings down the famous machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham as to how you divide the 12 hours of the daylight time up. So we have the opinion of the Magen Avraham that you divide up the 12 hours from Olos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim, from the very earliest dawn, from the rise of the rays of the sun, until the stars are visible. And the Vilna Gaon has the opinion that you divide it up from the sunrise until the sunset. This can have, obviously, major halachic differences in all of the zmanim for the tefillos, for shema, and as well for other inyanim. Where do we get this idea of a third of the day? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'inyan hashlishu, the third of this day, shetfilas hashachu kineged korban tamid. This is kineged the korban tamid. U'l'olam lo echa ruoso me'lahakriv lachar shlish hayom. The korban tamid was always brought in the first third of the day. So that's how we get this idea that shachrus ends at the end of a third of the day, which in a classical 12-hour day is 4 hours into the day. V'tzorich ligmor hatfilas shmona esrei b'soch hashlish hayom. And you should finish the entire shmona esrei, and Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, this includes the chazaras hashatz as well, during the period of time of this third of the day. So in the 12-hour day, before the end of the 4 hours is totally over, you should ideally have finished the entire chazaras hashatz as well. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down, if one is on an airplane, so he brings down the name, the Shelus HaTshuvah Sigris Moshe, that it's very difficult to figure out where in the plane you are in terms of sunrise, sunset. Sometimes, depending on the plane's direction that it's going, if it's going in an east to west orientation, we can very quickly go through a time period for the tefillah. And therefore, he says, as soon as one can, right after Netzachama, one should daven shachrus and not delay, because if you're going from the west to the east, you could very easily miss out on the entire Zman Shachrus if you wait a couple of hours. The Chaber continues and he writes, "V'im tov o avar v'yispal achar abashos achatzos." If you delayed beyond the 4-hour point of time, 1/3 of the day up until the middle of the day, afu pisha ein lo schar tefila bizman. Even though you're not getting full credit for davening in the right time, nevertheless, schar tefila mi yoiku. You still can daven and should daven in that situation because you're at least getting schar tefila. Sivkot Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is Rotz Lomar, even b'mezid, sheshoha etzat tefilo, at she'ovar zman av yachak ha'ispalot. You're lazy, you overslept. And intentionally you did so, and you got up after 4 hours in the day of davening shachris, afu b'kein yotzei dechovas tefilo, af shoyis reshol b'zmana. You aren't yotzei tefilo b'zmana, but you are yotzei the tefilo of shachris. And for whatever the reason, if you haven't davened yet by the end of the 4 hours, if you'd ask a shayla, the Rav would tell you, yes, in fact, go and daven before chatzos. But you wouldn't get full credit, so to say. A person should make this into a tefilas nedova, meaning it's a voluntary tefila, because there is an opinion brought down in the Shaar Tzion in the name of the Ravin, the Prichadosh, and maybe the Vilna Gaon as well, that one cannot daven after the 4 hours. And therefore, since we do paskin, you can, you should do this as a tefilas nedova, and basically make a tznai. Yispalo v'yasne. Im mitzaradin hu potter, if I wasn't allowed to daven now, like these poskim, so then he b'toras nedova, I'm giving a voluntary tefila. And if this is not a voluntary tefila, I'm obligated to now, so then it's an obligatory tefila. The issue footnote number 11 suggests that one should even do this if one is very close to the end of the 4-hour period of time, and he's not sure he'll be able to finish Shemona Esrei during that 4 hours, or he'll go a little bit beyond the 4 hours. You should also make such a tenai that if I'm supposed to be davening this beyond the 4 hours, then this is an obligatory tefila. If not, I'm making this into a tefilas nedova. On Shabbos and Yontif, however, we're not allowed to daven a tefillah of Nedava. You should not say this. This concludes today's shiur in our introduction to the tefillah of Shachris Shmona Esrei.